What the hell? Get out of my face. What is all this stuff? I don't even know what the.
All right, so I guess we are on air. I don't know. We appear to be. So let me play the theme.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Two minutes late. But, yeah.
No. He said it was, well, he said, no, everything was right. He said he could hear us. He wasn't listening before until I texted, but Sir Daryl is, you know, he's on top of it. I don't know.
Oh,
just,
good
we,
for
weren't
him.
Hear, we weren't hearing anything. So I guess I just thought something, I don't know. We'll talk later about that. But anyways, we're here.
Oh, okay.
Technical stuff that nobody wants to know anything about.
Yeah. We're too busy here. I got a free item on Farmville while I was loading
good
all this.
Good for you.
Oh, man.
I'm going through to figure out what I want. So yeah, I loaded my farm for the first time.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and happy grandbaby to CB.
Yay, grandbaby, number two.
Yay.
Wesley Robert entered the world this morning at 8:35.
Wesley Robert, wide receiver. All right. WR.
His hands are too small, I'm telling you.
They'll grow.
And his legs are too short. And he doesn't walk yet, so.
All that will come in time.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, well, you said you're going to name him. They're probably going to name him Robert, and
Robert was going to be in there somewhere.
Wesley.
I don't know where Wesley came from.
I don't know. Wes is good.
Yeah, Wes is okay.
Wesley is not good.
Yeah.
I got lots of cool stuff in my gift box. I didn't even know I had.
You're going to start playing Farmville again, Slim?
Fuck no. I'm just going to spend all my farm cash.
Since his last name starts with a G, though, I would name him like Wesley Allen. So his initials were WAG, yeah.
Or Robert Paul.
WPG?
RPG.
RPG. Robert Paul. Okay, duh. I'm real quick on the uptake today.
I can tell. Initials aren't your strong point. I understand.
Well, neither are names.
Yeah, we know that.
Pronunciations.
Yeah, so we've been through that.
Or playing poker with a bunch of donkeys on Monday.
And they still have just dumb stuff to buy, though.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I know what you should be able to buy some marijuana soon, though.
Really? Where?
Well, and I put a new link in our show.
Oh, there's a show. There's a marijuana store going in a couple
Farmville?
Towns over.
Oh, I thought you said on Farmville. I was gonna go buy it.
CB can't wait. No, I put another link in our show page, guys, because the
CB.
I don't know about you guys, but LA Times only lets you look at 5 articles a month, and I was on my 5th article, so it wouldn't let me open it again. So I found another one. But federal marijuana action is an inevitability. Trump.
Whose name is that?
Trump FDA chief says. And you know, I think this is reason number two to get rid of Sessions, because Sessions was like so anti-weed, it was unreal.
He was just, there was something wrong with him.
I think Jeff Sessions smoked weed in high school and got butt raped.
Either that, or he's deep in bed with the pharmaceutical industry.
I don't know. He's pretty much a straight shooter. That's one of his problems. He's just too clean. But anyway, federal marijuana action is an inevitability. Okay. That's like six or seven syllables. What the fuck do you want? Okay, come on. I'm doing my best here.
CB, yes. I have just officially reblocked Farmville. So
good for you.
I just wanted to go check it out. So
that's fine. And in 5 years from now, we'll do it again.
All right. Yeah, anyways,
the
continue.
FDA administrator Scott Gottlieb said that he dismissed the idea that it has therapeutic value sticking with Sessions. And you know, Trump don't smoke; he don't even drink. But Gottlieb said in a CNBC appearance on Friday that there's probably going to be a policy reckoning around this at some point in the near future. Obviously, it's happening at the state level, and I think it's inevitable that they're going to try and happen at the federal level at some point soon. So they're probably going to end the federal cannabis prohibition. It's because one of the problems is if you're running a weed business that's legal in California, Oregon, or Colorado or somewhere, you do not have access to a lot of federal business things.
Like banks?
Yeah. And some banks won't deal with you because the feds won't deal with you.
Yeah, they won't even let you deposit your money.
Although more banks will deal with you with weed than they will if you're with guns anymore, because they're all politically correct.
Oh, you sell guns? You can't use our bank, bitch. Your money's dirty. You know, fuck that.
But I think it makes sense, you know. And I think Trumpy, if one thing, you know, you guys can bitch about Trump if you want, but the guy's a realist. And there was weed things on at least a dozen statewide ballots in the last election. And in those states, the Republicans lost more congressional seats than they thought they were going to lose. So it brought people out to vote for it. You know, I mean, America likes to smoke weed. Yeah, so,
yeah,
you know,
well, but
don't smoke it and drive.
But here's what I think is going to happen.
Unless you're in a live PD county, because then I'll watch it on Friday night.
But here's what's going to happen with this. You're okay. So they're federally, they're going to, you know, pass. Okay, we're not going to make it a illegal drug anymore. So
they're going to take it off of class
federal,
A.
Yeah, they're going to take it off the federal bad crime list.
But do you really think that that's going to allow the other states that are all just now going to follow in suit? I mean, I just
no, they probably won't. But it's a states' rights issue.
And
it's
I
like the drinking
I
ages.
Agree with that. I do agree that it should be a state's right issue, but even if you put it on the table, you're talking 5 to 10 years before anything like that could be even recreational. I mean, it's at a state by state basis. I mean, CB, how long did it take for them to for it there? It was quite a process. They've been working on this for what? A couple of years?
Oh yeah, the thing is, once they pass the law, they still haven't finalized the regulations that they're going to promulgate under the law.
And that was last election. That was the election last year.
Yeah, well, 2016.
Well, Gottlieb, the FDA administrator, went on to say in the interview with CNBC that recreational marijuana doesn't fall within our purview right now. But then he talked about the agency's role in policing medical claims that some companies have made about cannabis. And the FDA did issue warning letters to several manufacturers of cannabinol. The products last year claiming the businesses were illegally selling products online that claimed to prevent, diagnose, treat, or cure cancer without evidence to support the outcomes.
Yeah, but they won't let them get evidence.
But then he went on to say, he said, we do regulate compounds that are making drug claims, and we regulate botanical use of marijuana. We have approved compounds derived from marijuana, but there's no demonstrated medical use. That's the bottom line. So the FDA, basically what he's saying is it's going to happen, but it's not going to be through the FDA because that's not what we do.
Well, the problem with the FDA is because of the schedule that marijuana is classified under, which is the same as heroin.
Yes, right.
And opioids, which is dumb.
That's actually dangerous.
You can't run tests on it. So you can't find out if it actually does work in any of the cases that they've done. As a matter of fact, I know a family that has a child that has developed, he's 8, 9, 10 years old, something like that. He has developed seizures, and they, you know, as a last resort, they got medical cannabinoid or whatever it is,
oil
for him, and it's actually helped the kid.
Right, and he's not high at all because they've taken.
No, I've seen that.
It works. And Jesus Christ, people, if it's going to work, let people work with it and make sure that you have the best possible.
Well, they're not medicine. They're not busting states for that. They just put out a warning letter saying that they can't really help them, and they you know, you can't make too many claims that haven't been proven. But they aren't doing any enforcement shit on it. The only person wanting to do any enforcement shit on it is Sessions, and he got his ass fired. You're fired. So he's gone. So don't worry about him.
Well, but there's big business in this. I mean, one of the things I don't understand.
Well, every alcohol company in the world wants to do marijuana.
Well, right, and there's huge business in this. I mean, just think now you can actually markets on the stock market. I mean, you can now they can actually become public traded companies.
There are plenty of marijuana companies right now.
Yeah,
that are traded on the market.
Are they? Well, this would even allow more. See, I didn't realize that because I was thinking federal. I was assuming that there wouldn't be because of it being a federal thing to trade stocks, and it's not, you know, but I see it doesn't make sense.
Well, ticker symbol MJNA.
I believe you. I just see it kind of doesn't make sense, though, that they allow these people to have stock, but they won't allow them to deposit their money in a bank because – they sell pot, but they can have a stock symbol in
HCB.
Stock.
Yes, sir.
Would it be fair to say that Aaron Donald is the best 5'11" player in history of the NFL?
He very well might be.
Oh my God.
He's a beast.
Oh, he's a beast. So if you're not watching Monday Night Football and you're listening to us, what the fuck's the matter with you? Anyway,
well, I'm listening to
us. We're doing both.
Monday Night Football.
But we can multitask. We're talented. We're old coots.
Yeah, we are.
We are old coots. And we've got these old coots in Utah that have set up a table at Farmers Market to give out free life advice. And their sign says, old coots giving advice. It's probably bad advice, but it's free. I think they're horning in on our stuff. I think we should sue them. Slim turned 40 this year, so he's not an old coot, but he's a
coot.
He's a young coot.
Yeah, well, he's not a whippersnapper anymore.
He's not a whippersnapper anymore.
No, they say this is the midlife crisis year, so I'm a mid-coog.
You're a mid-coop?
Yes, mid.
Okay, well, CB and I are officially old coots because I can play in senior poker tournaments.
Hell, I get senior discounts.
I don't get senior discounts yet, but I can play in senior poker tournaments.
Yeah, but you know what? They probably still ask, though, if you're a senior, I'm sure. Many
you
places.
You only have to be 50 to do that. So, but a group of retired friends in Salt Lake City, Utah, used to meet every Saturday at a friend's deli where they drink coffee and shoot the shit. Well, in Salt Lake City, they say shoot the breeze because they're all so polite. I've been there many times. It was a nice way to spend their retirement until they all outlived their respective material, realizing they'd already heard each other's stories and knew everything interesting about each other already. They decided to get a card table and rent out a tent at the farmer's market across the street so they give out free advice to strangers instead of listening to each other. it's actually pretty good.
I've heard of that.
I can hang with these people.
I've heard that story. I don't want to hear that story anymore.
It's probably bad advice, but it's free.
Yep.
So they liven up their Saturdays, but then something funny happened. People actually started showing up with some serious questions. Okay, so I'm going to throw a couple of questions at you.
Okay. See if we can qualify.
See if we can give out advice. Slim, as a mid-coot, you can chime in here.
All right.
Okay. Where can I find someone to love? CB, your answer.
The local strip club.
Okay. Slimbo.
Social media.
My answer, Craigslist. All right. Why does my cat pee on everything in the house?
Get better things in your house.
Okay,
if that's
Slim?
A cat's opinion of it.
I don't have an answer for this because I'm suffering with the same thing right now. My cat just is deciding to use our bathtub to pee, so, and I can't figure out why.
Okay, so, well,
I can't answer this one because I have the same problem.
I can answer this one. Suffer, bitch. You're the asshole who owns a cat. Okay? Get a dog.
Yeah.
And go outside.
Like they don't pee on everything?
Huh?
Like they don't pee on everything?
Yeah, the bushes don't care.
Yeah, okay.
The bushes care.
All right.
They have lights, too.
So they realized how much people need a sounding board, and they took their responsibilities seriously. People asked, are you qualified to do this? And, of course, we have to say no, says Caputo, 69. Oh, my God, he's actually really is an old coot.
Yeah.
He makes you look young.
Well, you look at all the pictures, they all look like old coots.
Yeah, neither was Ann Landers, but hopefully we won't mess people up too much. That's what he says. 30 to 40 people come by seeking advice. So there you go. So we have to set up a tent. Of course, it would help if we didn't all live more than 1,000 miles apart.
But, you know what would be fun? You know what would be fun to do is if we should do that, and do it outside of Walmart, and that'd be the best place to set up a tent. Because you know how much fucking advice we could give outside of Walmart.
Life advice from
don't wear that.
Off the hook radio personalities give out free life advice. So I could get us news media coverage on something like that.
Fucking hell, we could have some fun.
In my town, we'd make the front page.
Yeah, your town would make the front page. I'm in Tampa. We'd probably just get the lifestyle section. But
no, we'd be above the fold.
All right, we're coming up to Massachusetts to do this shit.
Oh God. Well, you know, in order to make it official and let Walmart, we got to let us do it. We got to bring Girl Scout cookies too, because they're not going to just let us give out advice to people.
Girl Scout cookies.
We'll have to sell Girl Scout cookies.
You get a bunch of edibles from Colorado. I'm going to Colorado next week. I'll send some edibles. No, I don't want news updates notifications from you. I just want to see this freaking story, you bugger. Get out of my way. All right. The ad's out of the way.
Are you yelling at your computer again?
Yes. Facebook can increase young adults' desire to drink by 3.5 times, says a report. Now, see, I saw this headline and I thought, well, they're talking about people who own Facebook stock.
Yeah, which you wouldn't blame them.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't blame them. If you own a shitload of Facebook stock, you probably want to have a couple drinks. Facebook's about to have their third money-losing month in a row. Maybe it's because they banned people for hate speech when they put up a joke that Facebook reminded them, hey, you put it up 4 years ago, it was funny. And you put it up again, and now it's hate speech. Of course, I'm talking about me. But you know, anyway,
I can tell you
advertisements on social media is increases young adults' desire to drink. And I didn't understand this at first when we were talking on pre-show because I have never seen an alcohol ad on Facebook, but I hardly ever drink. So Slim, you can explain it.
Well, and again, it goes back to how everything is tied to our life. Every time we type into Google, every time we search something on our phone, it's all connected to Facebook. Basically, it builds a folder, and when you open your Facebook, you're given results from what you've done, searched, bought, those receipts. You know, you got those apps on your phone that save you money with your coupons. You scan your receipt. Oh, wow, now another database knows exactly what wine you just bought at the liquor store. Yeah, so that's why you see these ads. You don't buy wine. You don't search for wine or booze or Jack Daniels or post about beer, so you're not going to see these ads.
Friends over yesterday to eat, and they brought a bottle of wine. And I opened up a bottle of Jack Daniels, and I poured a couple drinks for my buddy, and I poured one for myself, put some Coke Zero in it. And that was about 4:30 p.m., and I finished it about 8 o'clock. Yeah, I'm a hardcore drinker.
You are.
Took me 3.5 hours. Now, see, now that I mentioned that on the air, though, I'll probably be getting ads for Jack Daniels. But these kids drink more because they see these ads and they see positive comments about drinking. And
exactly.
What kind of? Oh my
because
God!
They,
I thought their minds, they were just minds full of mush when it came to like Che Guevara and crazy crap like that. But apparently they're easily influenced.
It's the same with anything. If you've got a gamer who does a bunch of searches for games and stuff on Google and buys a lot of games and this and that and everything else, they're going to buy more games and watch more game stuff, and it's all relevant.
I mean, they're so relevant
to how the whole system is supposed to work in the wired world.
They're little minds full of mush. It says in this study involved 120 young adults aged 21 to 24 living in the U.S. who viewed 4 beer advertisements posted on Facebook. The lowest desire to drink was found after participants were exposed to ads with anti-drinking comments, plus a high user engagement. Further, he compared the ads with anti-drinking comments with pro-drinking comments, and the participants were twice as likely to say they would like or share the ad.
Of course.
I mean, well, just... I'll tell you, they screw up sometimes, and when they screw up big time. I mean, I was looking for a new vehicle a few months ago, and I've been looking around for one. And I would get, and I'd go to things like Car Gurus or Auto Trader or something like that to look to see what was in my area, you know, within like, you know, 25 miles, 50 miles, something like that. Right. And I was starting to get them in my Facebook feed, and, you know, there's a truck. Yep. Geez, that truck looks nice. And I'd click on it, and the friggin' thing's in Colorado or Texas or Oregon or something like that. There was never anything close.
And I can explain that very quickly and easily. That's
you're the only one
person,
who can.
the person who ran that as a sponsored Facebook ad was a moron and didn't go in and set a range for that ad to go out. And he just, when you're doing ads,
so do you
want to
really buy
to
a car
precise.
Off a dumbass?
Well, no, it's just somebody who doesn't understand how to do Facebook ads. I mean, there's so
apparently
many.
Apparently, Facebook doesn't
parameters.
Understand how Facebook works. Why?
Oh, well, yeah. They're idiots. They have, yeah, whatever. They really, Facebook, if you're listening, when you have a product, something that's supposed to work, you should let your chat reps know that this is actually a part of your system and it does work. And
Slim and I have what they call, for lack of a better term, celebrity pages. Okay. And these pages, you know, we post things in them and we share them and we get people to like the page and they see the stuff that's in there occasionally and that kind of shit. And Facebook set up this thing where like I could go in a ZipDip blog and comment and stuff in other groups as my celebrity page.
Correct.
And they asked, you know, you have to give them permission to be able to do it and stuff, but Slim did it. And then he goes to another page to like and comment as Brett Natzel, DJ Entertainment or whatever it is. And they go, you can't do this. And then he gets on live chat with the Facebook rep and says, here's where you say I can do this. I signed up for it. I want to do this. And they go, that doesn't exist. But it's right here. I'm showing you. It doesn't exist. It's kind of like the Republican ballots in Broward County.
They don't exist.
They
don't exist. And it didn't matter how many links I sent to the chat rep. He still decided to tell me it doesn't exist. But
it doesn't exist.
It does.
But this is from your page. You guys published this. It doesn't exist. Do not believe what your lying eyes are telling you.
I just don't get it.
Maybe it's a different Facebook.
Oh, God. So anyway, these kids are screwed up from these drinking ads, but maybe because kids drink so much, they're this screwed up. This thing's been going around. I've seen it on the news a few times. I even posted a thing today. Selfie filters are driving new cosmetic surgery trends.
Which is really nuts.
Selfie filters. Now, apparently, I didn't even know this, but
this is huge.
Apparently,
this is
you can take
biggest...
selfies and then doctor them so you look better.
Well, and not only doctor them, but you...
I can't doctor, PhD, master's, whatever, my pictures.
Well, it's not just doctoring them. It's everything. You can add stickers to them. They add
lens
flares. And I mean, it's
Please tell me they're not going to get surgery to put stickers on themselves.
No, but I'm saying on the selfies, the way people are, what people are doing with these selfies now, and the lens flit, the lenses and all the different things you can do with your selfies. This is the huge craze now. So I see why people are doing exactly this. This selfie craze is out of fucking control. That is exactly what Instagram is. Nothing but selfies. It's a giant.
Well, I don't need any selfie filters for me because I'm naturally gorgeous, obviously. No, yeah, I mean, what I do, I don't take that good of pictures usually. And if I take one and it looks good, I go, I'll put that on Facebook.
That's why we're on radio.
You know, I'm okay looking, but I'm just not a real photogenic, I guess, guy. And,
exactly.
And four out of five pictures I take of me, I go, oh, that sucks. And the fifth one is okay. And I'll go, okay, put it on Facebook or Instagram, whatever, what the hell. But apparently they go on there and they edit these things, make themselves tanner, and they smooth out their eyes or.
Oh, yeah. And then
they have no self-confidence.
Okay, but the really weird part is they do these edited selfies, and then they want to change themselves to look like they're edited selfies.
And then they do it.
So then they're going to get real surgery. Facial plastic surgery so they can look like they're effing selfies. And they're in their 20s.
Hey.
I mean, come on, seriously.
That stuff ain't cheap.
No, it's not. But again, it's all social media driven because this the selfies, if these kids didn't have somewhere to share the selfies to, they wouldn't be doing this. And then they wouldn't be going and doing the cosmetic surgery. So once again, we're right back to social media. This is
doctors are saying it's an alarming trend because these filtered selfies often present an unattainable look and are blurring the line of reality and fantasy for these patients. Well, duh. Previously, people used to bring in celebrity photos as templates. Oh, you know, I don't want to look like so-and-so. But now social media apps like Snapchat and Facetune. What the hell's Facetune?
I don't know.
Facetune?
It's probably a third-party app you can manipulate.
They're providing a new reality of beauty for today's society and could be harmful to impressionable teens or those diagnosed with body dysmorphic disorder. Getting surgery won't fix them. It'll just make it worse. So they recommend that patients be treated with psychological interventions like therapy and medications.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, yeah. So
legalized pot.
Stacking up your face when you're 23. Go on these antidepressant drugs and go into therapy.
All right.
And you can't afford to go to college because now you got to pay your psychologist.
All right, here's what you can do with Facetune. Now this is how intense this goes. This is impressive. Okay, whiten your teeth, widen your eyes and smile, edit and change your eye color, add eye details and reflection for sparkling eyes. Remove red eye. All right, now that's just for your eyes and your smile. Now with your skin, you can swipe over blemishes, pimples, or wrinkles to remove it instantly. Smooth out skin for flawless porcelain look. Airbrush pictures for glowing skin. Minimize pores and get rid of blackheads. Cool down skin that's too red. Blot away shine on oily skin. Rejuvenate dull, pale skin with a vibrant glow.
Oh,
and
my
that's,
God.
Oh, yeah. You can magically replace backgrounds.
That's what Proactive is for.
Well, get artistic and unique prism effects, fun, creative, colorful light effects.
I don't want a prism
filters.
On my face. Yeah.
I mean, this is just absolutely well. And then there's a membership that gets you even more features. But this is what these kids do. They sit there literally and whiten their teeth, change their eyes, do all this stuff exactly like you said, and then they go in and they instead of that celebrity photo of Jennifer Aniston or Julia Roberts or whoever,
they look as good as them after all
that. And that's what they want. And then that's what they become. And I guarantee you could find enough people out there that have changed their life to the point you could do a celebrity, you could do a TV show, a reality
well,
TV
they
show
probably
on this.
Are doing one now.
You're right.
I'm sure.
The only reality TV show I want is Mike Tyson and his pot farm.
And don't forget live PD.
Say it for us. Come on, say it for us.
Fintamia. I grow really good fentanyl. You would like it. It's a knockout.
You just crack yourself up, don't you?
I love Mike Tyson. What can I say?
I hope someone picks up his show. Facebook should do it, if nothing else.
So, all right. Now, anyway, speaking of Live PD, okay, Live PD in Pasco County, it's mostly around Port Richey, which is in the northwest corner of Pasco County. I live way far away from there. But,
well,
I
but
like,
aren't you close
I like
to one
say
of
those are my
covered?
Neighbors. I'm in Pasco County.
Oh, but you're just not that. You're not close enough for us
no,
to
this place, on is, field they're 25 miles away or so.
Yeah, and you that's still won't go out and drive around at night, chicken.
No, I won't. I actually have a license. I have insurance. My car is properly registered. I wouldn't
yeah,
be any fun
to,
at all.
Yeah, but if we were to get you a bumper sticker that says Live PD, please pull me over, I guarantee you.
Oh, really?
If we get you a bumper sticker.
How about I get a bumper sticker that says there might be weed in my car? That would get me pulled over. There won't be any weed in my car.
Well, just put a Colorado bumper sticker on your car.
Okay.
For the marijuana.
Rocky Mountain High? Question mark. Anyway, Pasco County is really screwed up. Okay. You know that post I've done, and I've seen other people put it up and stuff. It says, looks like we're in, you know, America's headed towards a civil war over politics. And, you know, while one side has 9 trillion bullets, the other side doesn't even know what bathroom to use. So we're not real worried about it. But in Pasco County, a middle school called Chasco Middle School allowed a self-described transgender female student regular access to the boys' locker room with no advance warning to the boys or their parents. The first time she walked in, she caught the boys literally with their pants down, causing them embarrassment and concern by the fact that they've been observed changing by an obvious girl. This is from a complaint letter to the Pasco County School Superintendent from a law firm. With a gag order, school administrators forbade teachers from talking about the change and ordered a male phys ed teacher to supervise a potentially undressed girl in the Chasco Middle School locker room. When he refused to knowingly place himself in a position to observe a minor female in the nude or otherwise in state of undress, the administrators told him he will be transferred to another school as discipline for not doing your job in the locker room. Now, whose side you on?
The poor guy's in a no-win situation.
Oh, he's in a win situation. He's got
no. Lawyers. I mean, just what?
He's got lawyers.
I understand that, but do you think it's a slam dunk that the courts rule in his favor?
Well, here's how it can make it even worse. In an email, the administrator initially threatened to put the male coach on administrative leave, telling him to refuse to supervise a potentially naked female student would not be tolerated, okay, said the attorney. The school's other phys ed teacher, who is female, also objected, but they ignored her. Pasco parents have yet to be informed by the school's situation, yet the transgendered student continues to have open access to the private male areas. Despite the initial September incident, the legal contact in October, the elected board for the district with 70,500 students has so far taken no action, and administrators have refused to budge.
All right, I got the simplest solution in the world to this whole thing, but one point first. I take this both ways. I am a parent of 2 daughters. Okay, I don't have a boy, but I have a parent of 2 daughters. Would I want to know that there was a transgender student in my daughter's class as a parent or in my daughter's school as a parent? I think so. I think I would want to know, and I think it's the school's right to tell us that. I think as a parent.
In the school or in the locker room?
Well, hold on. Just in the school.
Okay, right? I would say no, right. But go ahead.
But hold on. When you see my next point here, you'll agree with me.
No.
Well, hold on. You might. In the school, I think they do. Does the school have that right? I don't think the school does. I don't think the school has the right to release that information to us as parents. But
I would assume they don't.
That's correct. I don't think they can do that. So that being said, that's why the parents weren't informed. But here's the simplest solution to the whole thing. All you need to do is install a couple. There's enough rooms in these schools. You install a couple of locker room bathrooms that are for the transgenders so that they can be a private stall with a lock and they can go in and do change there and go to the. I mean, it's very simple to solve this situation. Yeah, but the problem is they don't want to solve the situation.
Then you're segregating them.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. That would be the argument that you're segregating them away from the normal student.
That is their argument. They've already made that argument. CB is absolutely right on that one, Slim.
But the school district goes on to explain that
basically, if parents object to it, that they should talk to them, and we'll discuss it with you. In other words, we're not going to change a goddamn thing, but we'll tell you why you're a homophobic racist bastard. Okay. I don't care. But, doesn't talking about this issue cause more people to decide they're transgender? Someone who identifies, and this is the school district's answer, someone who identifies as transgender doesn't choose to do so one day, and talking about gender support will not put the idea in a child's head. Talking about gender does show students that our schools are welcoming, safe, and affirming places, that we respect and honor a student regardless of their gender identity or expression.
Yes, but when it puts a teacher's life and job at risk, which it did in this case, they need to have separate bathrooms.
Hey, if you're a bunch of 13-year-old boys, you know, some boys are in puberty, some boys are a little late, you know, and you got a girl stripping down because she wants to be one of the guys. That's a little too much.
It's asking for trouble.
You have to understand, though, too.
Okay, and if you're a guy with hairy legs and a freaking wig, and you follow my daughter into the ladies' bathroom, I'm going to follow you into the ladies' bathroom, bitch.
Yeah, but you know what? These
okay?
locker rooms.
I don't care how you want to live your lifestyle, okay? But your lifestyle rights end where my rights begin,
but
daughter doesn't need – you know, so that's the thing. If a guy whips out his penis and tells a woman to suck it, you know, he can be president of the United States. No, but they'll lose their lawsuit and they'll have to pay money and they'll be in big trouble and stuff. Okay. But if a guy whips it out in a bathroom because he identifies as a female and you object to it, you're a homophobe.
But I think you can't
have it both fucking ways.
No, but here's something else to keep in mind. I don't think you're going to find in the vast majority of these locker rooms across the schools in the United States are what we see portrayed on TV in the movies, where the guys are all walking around with their junk hanging out and being that way. I think your locker room is a much more conservative locker room than when you two grew up. And I'm not saying you're that
way. I was going to say, because our locker room in high school was not like that. It was just one room.
But if a dude's dressed as a woman, he's in a nightclub, and he goes into a lady's room, and he goes in the stall and goes and leaves, fine. Okay? But when you're 12 and 13 years old, I mean, come on. Then you tell a male teacher he has to observe the female? If a male teacher is observing a naked 13-year-old girl, he's going to freaking jail.
How many stories have we done about female teachers and male students?
These kids aren't naked in these locker rooms. That's what the point is. These kids don't take showers like you guys used to in the locker rooms. This is not the same locker room atmosphere from when you guys grew up and the jocks all ran around and showered in the locker rooms after gym. These kids don't shower after gym. These kids don't even get their hair dirty in gym. And I'm not being mean, but the locker room atmosphere isn't the – All the guys walking around with nothing on, and the girls all walking around.
We had to put on jock straps underneath our gym shorts and stuff. So you had to take your underwear off.
Yeah, but people don't just stand around now and do that. You know, talking to their friend, both of them, you know, slapping Peters back and forth. It's not like that. It's not what you see in the movies. These kids are so
conservative.
Come on. But even I'm saying what you see in the movie and what you guys lived. I mean, you guys
it was the early 70s.
You guys had sword fights. I guarantee it. These kids don't have sword fights.
Well, we didn't have sword fights.
But it's totally different.
But we had those shower trees, and there'd be like seven, eight sprayers on the shower trees, and there would be 10 of us trying to get under 7 shower trees. So there was a little bumping and grinding and stuff, but nothing sexual. We were just like, hey, we got 10 fucking minutes to get our shower and get out of here, or we're going to be late for lunch. Yeah. That was all we worried
God,
about.
God, no, can't be late for lunch.
Yeah. I played a lot of sports, and I showered with black guys and Hispanic guys and Jewish guys, and we're all different and stuff. But we never showered with girls.
No, but if done properly, no one would have ever seen this transgender's any piece or part of this transgender's junk at all, whatever it is. This is so blown out of proportion, and I.
Well, I don't, because
you guys don't
see the fact that they let a girl into the boys' locker room and they don't tell the parents at all, and then
you want to know something? I bet you it's buried somewhere in the HIPAA regulations.
But if I'm sure it is, but if she really identifies that much as a male, she should be comfortable with the fact that they're walking into the boys' locker room and possibly going to expose part of their body. Again, I'm telling you now that the exposed parts of bodies in the locker rooms is not what you guys think it is anymore. It is not. It is completely.
Well, I look at it this way. God created two genders, male and female. Democrats created all the rest.
That is absolutely the truth.
There you go. That's my zippy sense on that one. All right, I got another law thing that's bothering me here.
Existed. Go ahead, because now you got.
Well, you guys know I'm very pro Second Amendment, and
never noticed.
Yeah, well, I have guns and stuff, and my son owns a company that is related to the industry, and it's an occupation. I don't hunt, so I don't go out shooting animals or nothing. I like to target shoot. And I carry a concealed weapon because I'm old and I can't beat up everybody anymore.
And in New York State,
when I was young, I could beat up everybody and I didn't have to worry about it.
And in New York State, you would have just lost your concealed carry license.
Why?
Because you just told someone that you carry a concealed weapon.
I'm allowed to carry a concealed weapon. I have a license.
You are not allowed to. It can't be in New York State. You
can't disclose that you have a CCP.
You cannot unless no. Nobody is allowed to. No one is allowed to know you're carrying. And if you're carrying concealed in New York State and someone sees you carrying and they report you, you lose your concealed carry. Or
well, I guess at that point you're not concealed.
You better really have a need to draw in New York State.
I don't like open carry, and I've talked about that before. I don't like open carry because it makes everybody paranoid.
Yeah,
and I don't like states where you can concealed carry without any training either. And I've got right wing friends who get all over my ass about that one, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want some asshole who doesn't know which end of the gun to point at somebody being able to carry and think that they're friggin' Rambo. Okay, I want somebody who goes to NRA training, goes through the 4 or 6 hour course,
but the
demonstrates they know how to shoot their gun, strip their gun, reload their gun.
Wait, the guy that open carry
clear
should
a
have,
jam, all those kind of things.
The guy that open carry should have to do the same thing, just because the guy the
well they don't
person
have to,
A is,
that's why I don't like it.
But they both should have to, and that's if you're going to carry a weapon, whether it's concealed or open in public, you should have to have some sort of training. I mean. Come
all
on.
All that said, I think here's something maybe we can agree on. Iowa grants gun permits to the blind.
Guns make noise.
I've got a problem.
It just spit soda all over my keyboard.
See, nobody's questioning the legality of the permits, but some officials are worrying about public safety. Well, duh. Iowa is granting permits to acquire or carry guns in public to people who are legally or completely blind. No one questions the legality of the permits, although maybe they should pass a fucking law. State law does not allow sheriffs to deny an Iowan the right to carry a weapon based on physical ability.
I'm sure in this defeat.
So in other words, they wrote the law and didn't take all the ramifications into effect.
Yeah, we're pro Second Amendment.
Facebook.
Yeah. You can have it. So the quandary centers are squarely on public safety. Advocates for the disabled and Iowa law enforcement disagree whether it's a good idea for visually disabled Iowans to have weapons. I'm on the law enforcement side here. People such as Cedar County Sheriff Warren Wethington, who demonstrated for the Des Moines Register how blind people can be taught to shoot guns, is on one side. And Jane Hudson, executive director for the Disability Rights Iowa, says blocking visually impaired people from the right to obtain weapons permit would violate the American with Disabilities Act. Oh, God, another friggin' federal program. Yeah, you're violating their rights, but they can't see what they're shooting at. It's still their right. Okay, this is probably the only thing liberals would be pro-Second Amendment on. Federal law generally prohibits different treatment based on disabilities, which is fine. But the Dubuque County Sheriff, Don Vrostos, said he wouldn't issue a permit to someone who's blind. And Patrick Clancy, superintendent of the Iowa Braille and Sight Saving School, who says guns may be a rare exception to his philosophy that blind people can participate fully in life. Oh, my God. Common sense, people.
Do we give them driver's licenses?
Yeah, there you go. They can't get a driver's license. So how can they get a friggin' 9mm? I guess they're not going to need the laser sight.
They might need the laser surgery.
Three other sheriffs have said in other counties in Iowa said they have granted permits to residents who believe they have.
Mahomes just threw another touchdown pass.
Well, this game's going
to. Unfortunately, threw it to L.A.
Oh, L.A. got that one?
Yeah, Mahomes threw it. L.A. caught it.
I thought it was a KC touchdown.
No. I wonder if that counts in his record.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you right now, the AFC looks like, you know, the Saints or the Rams are going to whoop everybody. Whoever comes out of that one.
Yeah, but
are you seriously, you know, sheriffs spend more time trying to keep guns out of criminals' hands and not people with disabilities. Their time would be more productive. Oh, fuck you. Okay? You know, if you want to shoot at home and you want to have somebody blind fire a gun for the thrill of firing a gun and you're helping them and holding it and stuff, fine. But I don't want a blind person walk around the mall with a damn cane and seeing eye dog packing a .45.
Could be a gun cane.
Yeah, I don't think so. Jesus, God, are you nuts? The Gun Control Act of 68 and other federal laws do not prohibit blind people from owning guns.
That's because nobody thought that they ever would.
But many states have laws that spell out whether visually impaired people can obtain weapon permits. You know? Okay, if you want to have a gun in your house, I guess, okay, fine. But yeah, for God's sakes, don't let them carry them around. USA Carry has a 50-state database, and I'm a member of USA Carry, so I can identify with this. They show that South Carolina has a law that requires proof of vision before a person's approved for a weapons permit. Yay, South Carolina!
Well, that's good. Are they only one of 50 states?
No, but Illinois doesn't specifically require a visual test, but applicants must complete firearm training. That includes range instruction. And if you're blind, you ain't going to pass that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to give the test. No, it's over there.
How much is your NRA course? It's $145. But I'm legally blind. $1,545. Yeah. Oh, shit. No, I mean, come on. I mean, there's got to, you know, even Justice Scalia said there's got to be some limits on the Second Amendment. And this is one I would be in favor of. Oh. Anyway. So, hey, Stupid Criminal of the Week. This guy's pretty good. He's from Georgia.
And oh, can we go back to the last story just for a second?
Oh, sure. You got something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just Googled. I said, can a blind person get a gun in Massachusetts? No, but an individual who's legally blind may apply to the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles for a disabled plate.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, well, what do you think is more dangerous, a 3,000-pound car or a 45 in the hands of a blind person? I'd say the 3,000-pound car.
I would say the gun because the blind person ain't getting out of the driveway.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Sorry. Continue on with your next story.
Stupid criminal of the week. Noonan, Georgia. Deputies in Noonan, Georgia have located 54-year-old Kathy Pence, who helped her son, 27-year-old Joshua Gulat, escape from prison work detail last Monday.
What's a nice mom?
He just wanted to get out and listen to Off the Hook. That's all it was. But deputies in Franklin said Joshua was working in a cleaning detail around midnight at Heard County Jail. He was serving 24 to 36 month sentence on two charges of burglary. According to officials, Kathy, his mother, was waiting in a black Cadillac Escalade at a nearby facility. Okay, the two then drove to Cowichan County. I don't know how to say that one. Where deputies tracked their cell phone usage to an IHOP.
I like IHOP.
Okay, this guy's serving 24 to 36 months for burglary, okay? So, you know, he's out in 18 months of good behavior, right?
He's going to be out in 36.
Now he's facing felony charges for escaping, and his mother's facing felony charges for aiding the escape. Okay, all I'm saying is, if he escapes jail and immediately goes to a public restaurant like an IHOP, how bad are the pancakes in jail?
They must be bad.
Are they really that freaking bad?
Sawdust instead of flour.
Yeah, maybe saw those new ones with the cinnamon thingy and the icing. You know.
I mean, I like IHOP, so
I can. I looked away from the game for 1 minute, and the Rams got 7 more points.
No, that's coming back.
Oh, okay.
It was a forward pass that got batted.
Oh, okay, good. So it's 40 to 30.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus, God.
Only the third quarter.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll take the over on this game.
Who knows what it was?
All right. What was that Thanksgiving joke you had? Oh, here it is. Brent's DJ Slim Natzel has a Thanksgiving joke that he published. I got a kick off. So he was at Walmart earlier, and a lady was looking at frozen turkeys, but she couldn't find one big enough. She asked the stock boy, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" The stock boy, with a straight face, said, "No, ma'am, they're dead." Thank you very much.
I did like that.
We're here all week. Slim just posted, "Soon I can move to Iowa." Oh, my God.
I just made
that. Oh, that's awesome. That is freaking awesome. The picture is Stevie Wonder. Now, wait a minute. This is in our admin page, so I can't really share it.
No, but I'll post it if you think I dare.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why not?
Put it on Meme Central.
No, I'll put it on mine. Yeah. I want to take credit for it.
Just tag it Off the Hook Radio says.
No, I'll put it on mine.
Tag Off the Hook Radio in it, and you'll be fine. Stevie Wonder, soon I can move to Iowa and own a gun. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Brent. That's some funny shit right there. All right. So what do we got? We got how many minutes left?
Six. Five.
Five. Okay. All right. Quick follow-up story on the election fraud. Everybody's bitching about, you know, Arizona and Florida.
Yeah.
The feds are.
Don't forget Georgia.
The feds, well, Georgia's just a joke. It's all a bunch of racist crap. 1.5 million people are disenfranchised. No, Georgia had 1.5 million people taken off the voter rolls who were dead, moved out of state, or hadn't voted in 8 years. Why? Because a law was passed, I think it was 2010, by a Democratic governor and Democratic legislature to do that. A judge had it held up while he checked the constitutionality of everything. It was approved, and they had to clear 6 years worth of people off the rolls at one time. The guy running for governor, Kemp, had nothing to friggin' do with it, but we won't let facts get in the way of a good lie saying the racist white guy stole the election from the fat black woman. Okay, screw you. Okay, it's just total bullshit, but they're just going to hump on it. But the one that I brought up was really weird was that New Mexico congressional seat where Yvette Harrell had won on election night, by like 2,700 votes or 2,300 votes or some such thing. It was over 2,000 votes. Okay. And then the supervisor says, oh, my people were so tired. I had to send them home. Their hands were swelled up. And they came in the next morning. We counted these 8,000 absentee ballots, which is almost four times as many as we had in the last presidential election. Okay. Like four times as many people are going to vote in an off-year election as a presidential. I call bullshit on that one right away. But here's what's even worse. She had let's say 2,500 vote lead, because I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it was 2,000 something. Okay. When they finished counting those 8,000 absentee ballots, the Democrat won by over 3,000.
That's a lot of votes.
Which means the Democrat basically got almost 7,000 of the 8,000 votes. Statistically, freaking impossible. But the Democrat will be seated in Congress in January. But Donna Anya County District Judge ordered attorneys to come up with an agreement that will force state police to impound the 8,000 absentee ballots. Then the court case will start. But Torres Small, the Democrat, will be officially declared the winner by the Secretary of State in 10 days because the hearing won't be done by then. But I'm telling you what, you can't go from 2,500 votes ahead to 3,000 some votes behind out of 8,000 votes. It is not going to happen. It's statistically impossible. And the fact that the clerk sent everybody home because their hands were swollen and they were so tired, and 8,000 votes was just so many to count, we couldn't do it all. And I sent them home at midnight, and 9 o'clock the next morning we started again, and miraculously 90% of the votes were for the Democrat. Okay, that is a stolen election. I'm just going to put it out there right now. Oh yeah, here it is. Harrell was winning by over 2,000 votes, and after they counted the ballots, the Democrat led by more than 3,500. So we had a 5,500 vote change out of 8,000 ballots. So what's that have to be? 35, 17. So it would have had to have been 6,300.
700, and yeah.
Yeah, for the Democrat and 1,700 for the Republican. It's the only way to do it. Statistically, freaking possible.
Unlikely.
A race that's 51-49 for the Republican, suddenly these 8,000 mysterious ballots are 85% for the Democrat. No. Total bullshit. Fraud. And that's it. The other two stories are stupid. How fucked up Canada is and Britain is, but we're fucked up enough in the United States, and we can just keep our stories American.
Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
Real quick, you got...
LJ never listened to this show, and yes. Wesley never listened to this show.
Oh, Wesley to the banned list.
Yep.
That's right. Can he listen to the previous shows?
No. That would be even worse.
No, his daughter was having a hard time, getting dilated and going through the whole procedure and stuff, and I just suggested playing off the radio podcast.
Scare the kid out.
Yeah, just scare the hell out of the kid. He'll come right out.
So you got a public
he probably heard it, and that's why he wouldn't come out.
A public service announcement going into Black Friday shopping. Please be a decent human being and turn your phone horizontal before recording any fights. Please.
Oh, yeah. We want to see good pictures.
Exactly. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.